Meditate on these things. What do you spend those idle moments thinking about most? Do you dream of future goals and hopes, or do you find yourself rehashing a recent conversation or event? Do the unpleasant thoughts or the pleasant ones dominate your mental attention? What we think about makes a difference in our lives. It is why Paul tells us in this beloved passage of Scripture that we should dwell on the good, not evil. He says to meditate on these things. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Philippians 4:8. Meditate on the truth. Think about that which we know is true. We are told in the Bible to study it, search it out, examine it, and put it to the test. It will not fail us because it is the truth. Jesus is, in fact, the truth. Thus, thinking about God's Word in Jesus helps us grow spiritually. The noble. Thinking long and hard about those that are noble or upright and good encourages us to be more like such men and women. We often find that the noblest are those who follow God the most wholeheartedly. The just. We are next told to meditate upon that which is just. Just means fair and impartial and unbiased. Think about such fairness in all our dealings and do the same. The pure. Dwell in our meditation upon that which is pure. The world is filled with images of things that are anything but pure. The TV and computer screen, book and magazine publishers, and the film industry are never idle in placing the unholy before us to view and emulate. Instead, dwell upon the uncontaminated, holy things in this world. There are still followers of Christ who live for Him and serve Him daily. They care for the needy and share Jesus with those around them. Their motives are pure, as is their love for God. Meditate upon the pure. That which is lovely. We are told to think of the things that are lovely. Nature gives us glorious sunrises and majestic mountains, ocean waves, and amazing wildlife that reflect the power of our Creator. Instead of putting video games of carnage before us, let us look upon the things that God made for us to spend time enjoying. Don't have a way to leave the office to go to the beach? Put a seashell on your desk. Think about the God who made the ocean and all within it. Think about the bird song you heard at some point in your summer. Pick up a fall leaf and press it into your Bible. Little reminders of the lovely from the world of nature are all about us if we look, listen, and meditate upon them. Things of good report. Think about the things of a good report. The news has plenty of negative being reported. Pray for someone or many someones in the news today and dwell on the good kid next door who waved to you as he passed your house this morning. Think about the smile given by the cashier today when you bought that loaf of bread. Run through your mind the good news given to you by a friend instead of the negative. Praise God for the ill friend who is better today when you pray for the other friends who are sick. Things of virtue. Meditate upon the things of virtue. In other words, think about those things that are ethical, moral, righteous, and filled with goodness instead of the things that are evil or deeds that are sinful. Things worthy of praise. Lastly, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about that sort of thing. Let your mind rest upon all that is good and right and kind. Think over the acts of kindness that you heard about or that you had lavished upon yourself at some point. Think over ways that you can do something in like fashion for someone else. There are deeds of courage that deserve praise. Think of them. Praise the person who carried them out. Then incorporate such acts of courage, mercy, and goodness into your own life and do such things daily. Our thoughts mold us. For it is true that the things upon which we meditate and dwell become a part of our being. If we think about the good and pure and righteous, as this verse tells us, such thoughts will become a part of us, and we will more readily act upon them. Meditate and grow. God can and does forgive the repentant believer, and this is why we are then told to meditate upon the good thereafter. A child must be fed nourishing food to grow and thrive. Our communication with God, our Bible reading, and our thought life feed our souls. As we meditate and live within the will of God, we grow and thrive in our spirits. Therefore, meditate upon these things.